USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A Russian aircraft hit a U.S. drone over international waters in the Black Sea, which touches Ukraine. Correspondent Courtney Cube is at the Pentagon.
One of the Russian Su-27 jets clipped the propeller of the U.S. Reaper drone, causing it to nearly crash, and then the U.S. was forced to down that drone.
The Pentagon saying the Russian jets were maneuvering in a reckless, environmentally unsound, and unprofessional manner. President Biden will sign an executive order on gun control during his visit to California. The order will expand background checks and gun safety measures. The president also asking his cabinet to come up with ways the federal government can better help communities after a mass shooting. At the same time, Florida lawmakers are working on legislation that would lower the minimum age at which someone could buy a gun. That measure, which is moving forward, would allow anyone 18 or older to purchase rifles and other long firearms. This would reverse a 2018 law that was put into place following the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in South Florida that killed 17 and injured 17 others. The state of Ohio is suing Norfolk Southern Railroad over last month's toxic train derailment in East Palestine. The state seeking damages and civil penalties.
Among the things we note in the complaint are Norfolk and Southern's escalating accident rate. It's up 80% over 10 years.
Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost is also seeking a declarative judgment that Norfolk Southern is responsible. The federal government is joining a lawsuit against Rite Aid for filling prescriptions for opioids and other controlled substances that were not medically necessary. The Justice Department accusing the drugstore chain of missing red flags. And Wall Street is closing higher on signs that inflation is cooling. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 336 points, the S&P 500 rose 64, and the NASDAQ jumped 239 points. This is USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients. Don't pay for water. Pay for clean.
Save $10 when you spend $30 on Tide and Downy. Water content based on the leading Bargain liquid detergent. Must buy at least one participating Tide or Dreft detergent item, plus at least one participating Downy and or Bounce scent booster, liquid fabric softener, or dryer sheets. Prepaid card by mail. Visit pglaundryrebate.com for terms and conditions.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The Consumer Price Index went up in February by 0.4%. That increase was in line with what experts had predicted. It's also a sign inflation may be cooling off. However, even with the smaller increase than January's, inflation still remains high. A new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association says the mortality rate for children and teens spiked in 2020 and 2021. The increase in deaths was driven by homicides, accidental drug overdoses, car accidents, and suicides. The mortality rate of Americans ages 1 to 19 increased by 11% from 2019 to 2020, and another 8% between 2020 and 2021. Some dangerously bad weather is hitting the East Coast.
A powerful nor'easter is starting to hit the East Coast. Forecasters say the coastal storm is going to bring snow and heavy rain, strong winds, power outages, and coastal flooding over the next couple days. Over 20 million people were under winter alerts in advance of the storm on Monday. It's expected to peak in places like Boston today into Wednesday. So why is it called a nor'easter? Well, it's not because it just hits the northeastern states. The term is technically a contraction of nor'easter or northeastern, and it refers to where the wind originates in most nor'easters. I'm Skip Kelly.
And today's the day we celebrate pi, not the kind you eat, the mathematical version. Pi, which is commonly rounded to 3.14, is celebrated on March 14th each year. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.